We left off yesterday, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis. So 8 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a brayse. Skachuli b'mana. The man says to the woman, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with a mana. Tneim al gabe sela. And she says, okay, just put him on that rock over there. Put the money on the rock. Einu mekudeshes. Halacha is that there's no kiddushin. V'im haya sela shala mekudeshes. The reason there's no kiddushin was because she wasn't kona the money. But if the sela were hers, if the rock were hers, so she could be kona it, so then it is mekudeshes. Says Rashi, how, what do you mean, why im haya sela shala is it mekudeshes? Says Rashi, shechaser shaladim kona, v'arehu kemosha mekabalto. Since a person's chatzar can be kona on their behalf, so therefore, when you put it on her sela, it's her chatzar being kona for her, and therefore it's a valid kiddushin. Says the Gemara though, by Rav Bibi, sela shel shneihem mahu. What if they both own the sela? It's a partnership between him and her. Can she be kona it that way? Teku, the Gemara leaves it as a teku. Now, based on this teku, based on this shaila, Tosos rejects Rashi. Rashi had said that the reason sela shela would work is because it's her chatzar. Her chatzar is kona for her. Says Tosos v'lonahira. That doesn't seem to be correct. In Cain, my boy sela shel shneihem. What's the shaila of sela shel shneihem? We'll just simply look at what the halacha is. Can your chatzar be kona for you when you only own your chatzar b'shutfus, when you're only a partner in the field, but it's not mamish yours? So the Talmud says, we know what the halach is. Pshita de'ena kona. Kibindu chatzar shel shem, kedamirin perakam okar tzisvina. It's Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, that when a chatzar is owned by two people in partnership, the chatzar cannot be kona for one of the partners. So shouldn't that be obvious, therefore, that if it's sela shel shem, it should not work? So obviously, Tos says the reason the sela would work cannot just be that it's a chaser shel adam is kona for a person. Rather, Tos says, v'nir lefareish, the hacha atam ain tali b'kinyan chatzera. It has nothing to do with kinyan over here. The whole idea of whether the sela works or not is not about the kinyan. Elik shasela shela samcha daita. Rather, the idea is that when she owns the rock, we assume she has a certain level of comfort in the placement of the kiddushin. Ubsheino shala lo samcha daita. But if she doesn't have ownership over it, she doesn't have smichus dash. She's not comfortable with where it's been placed. Ubayi kasha sela shel shneim isamcha daita lo. And that's why the shaila is when the rock belongs to both of them. Does she have that level of smichus das? It doesn't have to be something that could be kona for her. It just has to be something that she has some level of smichus das. Now, how are we going to answer for Rashi? Rashi understands that it's all a din of her karka being kona for her. How's he going to understand, in light of that Gemara and Baba Basra, the shaila of the Gemara over here, if they both own it? So the Rashba is miyashiv Rashi, that enochinami, normally a chatzar shutvim, one shutuf cannot be kona from the other shutuf using their chatzar that they own jointly. That's what the Gemara Baba Basra proves. Granted, that's true normally, but by kiddushin, where he and she are the two shutfin, and he is trying to be mekadisher, so in such a case, we have the right to assume that he wants the kiddushin to work. And he has das to do whatever it takes for the kiddushin to work, including lending her his rights in the chatzer. So he's going to be mevatel his own rights in the chatzer, or in that sela, in that rock, in order for the kiddushin to work. So in that way, Rashi makes plenty of sense that it could be that if they both own this rock b'shutfus, that the kiddushin will work for her, even though he's being makne it to her, because again he wants it to work, and since he wants it to work, we assume he'll do whatever it takes to make it work. Now, why did Rashi not want to say like Tosos? So the Pnei Shur points out that smichas das doesn't seem to be enough. Meaning, for kiddushin to work, you need a kinyan. So, what do I care if there's smichus das? Smichus das is one part of it, maybe, that a woman has to be comfortable with it, or has to be comfortable with where the money is and with its security, but that's not all you need for kiddushin. By kiddushin, you need an actual kinyan. It's like the famous part of the Ktsos, that it was really in Rishonim, the Ktsos made famous, many rayas from Gemaras and Rishonim, that by get, you don't need a kinyan, that it's not necessary to be kona a get, that all you need is a nesina by a get. You need the man to give it to the woman, but it doesn't have to actually be a formal kinyan by a get, just a nesina. And he has a lot of rayas to it. But by Kiddushin, says the Pnei Yeshua, we don't have such a Chiddush. By Kiddushin, Nesina is not good enough. By Kiddushin, you actually need a Kinyan. So to just tell me that some Chadaita doesn't really make me happy. I don't care if it's some Chadaita. You need an actual form of Kinyan. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Skachili Bikikar. A man goes to a woman and says, I want you to be Mekadeshes to me with this loaf of bread. Teneu Lekelev. She says, go give it to the dog. Eina Mekadeshes. Then she's not Mekadeshes. Vimhaya Kelev Shalom Mekadeshes. But if she says, give it to my dog, then it is Mekadeshes. Then she's showing that she really wants it, and she just wants to use it to feed her dog, which she is responsible to do. So, meaning she has a responsibility to that to the dog because it's hers. So she has that. So she's using the money for her for what she needs to use it for. So that's considered Kabbalah's kiddushin. By Rav Mari, Kelev Rats Achareha Mahu. What if it's not her dog, but it's a dog that's chasing after her? So the dog is going to eat something. It's either going to be her or it's going to be the kikar. So she says, quick, throw it to the dog. Meaning the man. His timing is not perfect, right? He tries to make a romantic moment out of this. He tries to be Mekadesher. She's running away from the dog, so she says, just quick, throw it to the dog. So, Bahu anod kamatsu nafsha minei gamru mikni le nafsha. Do we say with the hana'a that she got in that from her from the man saving her life or saving her from the dog, whether it's her life or just her, you know, saving her from injury from the dog, she's makin herself to him? Or maybe she could say to him, that has nothing to do with Kiddushin. If you see someone being chased by a dog, you're responsible to save them. As a Jew, you have to go and save them. Where do you have such a din? Right, that's a pasuk in the Torah. You're not allowed to stand idly by while someone else is getting hurt. So she said, it's your responsibility. It has nothing to do with Kiddushin. I'm not mocking myself to you. You have to do that anyway. So take, Umar leaves it as a teku. Hiskachi li bikikar, what if he says to her, I want you to be Mekadeshes to me with this loaf of bread. Tenehu la'ani. She says, go give it to the poor person. Eina Mekadeshes. That's also not a Kiddushin, because again, she's not accepting it. She's telling him what to do with it, to go give it to somebody else. Afilu ani asamuchala. But the Gemara's Chiddush is, even if it's an ani that she normally supports, and the ani relies on her for his regular sustenance and support, nevertheless, if she says, give it to that ani, still, meaning even though it's her favorite charity, it's not his favorite charity, still, it's not going to be Mekadeshes. My taima, why not? Because I'm Ralei, she can always tie it to him. Meaning, it's true, I'm the one that normally supports this ani, but I have no greater chayiv toward this ani than you do. We're all chayiv to support the aniim. So you're just doing what you're chayiv to do, the same way I do on a regular basis what I'm chayiv to do in supporting the ani. This isn't any special maisa kiddushin, this isn't anything special to me when you give to this ani. It's what you're chayiv to do for the ani. Question is, what if there is some sort of special chiyuv? What if, meaning, what if it's a case where it's her, we know there are dinim in tzedakah, of who comes first, who has kedima. So there's aniye irchar kodem, come before aniyim of other cities. So what if it's a situation where it's her krovim, the tzedakah starts at home, right? You have to give tzedakah to your relatives, you have a greater chiyuv toward your own relatives than you do toward other aniyim. So what if it's her krovim? So she taka does have a greater chiyuv toward this ani. So it's machlokas achronim. I saw in the Shar Mitzvah Balacha quotes that Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Shelas Yaivitz, in the first simon of Shelas Yaivitz, that even if the ani is a karov to her, still she could say, I may have a greater chiyuv, but you have a chiyuv as well. Meaning the emphasis is not so much on who has a greater chiyuv, the emphasis is on, is he doing this stam out of the goodness of his heart and therefore it's a maisa kiddushin, or does he have some level of responsibility to do this anyway, in which case it's not a maisa kiddushin? So as long as there's any level of responsibility for him to do this anyway, even if it's not quite the same as her level of responsibility, still it would be it would take away from the maisa kiddushin element of it. But he quoted, I forgot who, but he quoted other achronim that disagree, that say that the whole point is that her whole svara is, you're chayiv every bit as much as I am. So therefore, by you giving to this ani, you're not doing any favors for me. But if she take has a greater chiyuv toward this ani, so then it would be considered a favor for her. Vaiter, who gavra to have a kamazvin Chumri Paschiyasa. There was a guy that was selling. So Rashi says it either means tin buttons or glass beads. You know, like they make like bead necklaces or something like that. They put it all on a string, many beads on a string. So he was selling these little beady things. Asaya hi itza. So a woman came. Amrale havli chad shucha. She says, I'd like one strand, please, of beads. So Amrale, he says to her, okay. Iya hivnalach mikdashtali. You know, he sees that she seems like a nice woman. So he says, if I give it to you, will you be mekadeshes to me with it? So Amrale hava mehavish. Says, just give it to me. So Amrav chama kol hava mehavah lav klumhu. Just give it to me doesn't mean, yeah, I'd love to be mekadeshes to you. It means, just give it to me and stop with this kiddushin talk. So that's not a lashon of kiddushin. Hu gavradav kashasi chama b'chanusa. Similar story. A guy was drinking wine in a store. Asaya hi itza. A woman came. Amrale havli chad kasa. She said, I'd like a cup of wine, please. Amrale says to her, iyahivna laich mekadeshali. If I give you a cup of wine, will you be mekadeshes to me? Amrale ashkri ashkin. Just give me a cup of wine. So Amrav chama kol ashkri ashkin. In that case as well, she's not saying, yes, I'd love to be mekadeshes to you with a cup of wine. She's saying, just give me a cup of wine already and stop with the kiddushin. And the third story along the same lines. Hu gavra da hava kashadi tamri medikla. There was a guy that was throwing dates off of a palm tree, meaning the way that they would pick the fruits from very high trees. You can't go and just bring a basket up with you. It's very tedious to put it into a basket. You have to hold the basket in one hand. They would go up to the top of the tree. I would imagine they still do this. And they throw the dates off the top of the tree onto the ground. And then they'll go, they pick it up afterwards. So anyway, he was throwing the dates off of the top of the palm tree. Asaya hiitsa. So a woman came. Amrle shadi li tarti, throw me two dates. I'm in the mood for a couple of dates. Amrla ishadin lach mikdashli, says, how about if I throw it to you? Will you be mikdashas to me? Will you accept these dates as your kiddushin? Amrle shadi mishta, just throw me the dates. So Amrav Zid kol shadi mishta lav klumhu. All these cases, that's to just when she says, just throw me the dates. She's not saying I want to be mikdashas to you. She's saying, just throw me the dates and forget about this kiddushin stuff. Just do what I ask. So Tosfos over here says that, meaning the obvious kasha, why do I need all three stories? Aren't they all the same? In one case there's dates, one case there's wine, in one case, what was the first case, there's beads. So what difference does it make? So it says Tosfos hani tfas uvdi itzrich lashmina d'bshum davar ein moel lo b'midi da'achila u'shtia v'lo b'shar mili. Meaning one might have thought that there's room to distinguish between food, drink, and things and items and jewelry or trinkets or whatever. So since one might have thought to distinguish that maybe in some of these cases, maybe let's say for instance for food a woman is more willing to be mekadeshes for food, or maybe for jewelry a woman is more willing to be mekadeshes for jewelry. The Gemara wants to let me know that there's no chiluk whatsoever there. It doesn't matter what the item in question is. When the woman uses such a lashon of just give it to me, that's not going to be a lashon of kabbalas kiddushin. Frek Tosfos on the top Tosfos Vim Tomer Migara Matan Maos Migara, it should be Mi Matan Maos Leploni de Mukadeshes Kolshken Kshomeres Tain Li. Over here she's saying, give it to me, right? So why should that be any different than when she says give it to somebody else? The halacha is if we said before, we said in yesterday's daf at the end of Chesam and Beis, that if she says to name Leploni, give the money to someone else so that he could be makabalit for me, so that is a valid form of kiddushin. So why over here should it be worse? So it says tells us Yeshlomer the shiny hacha to make kara heisa shoela shelo b'toras kiddushin umishem hachi ikal meimer kshomeres have adai to make kara kamera. No, over here it's different because over there the husband initiates it as a ma'aseh kiddushin, meaning their very first discussion about the transfer of the money was as a ma'aseh kiddushin. Over here, she came and she didn't ask for kiddushin. She came and said, I'm thirsty for wine, I'm hungry for some dates, I'd like some of the beads. She was just asking for the item, not b'toras kiddushin. He started to flirt with her and decided that he's going to turn it into a kiddushin discussion. But she, when she goes back and says, just give it to me, she's saying, give it to me, that's what I asked for originally, which is not b'toras kiddushin. I don't want a b'toras kiddushin. The Ran says, just like Tosos, the Rashba, however, writes that even if she doesn't say Meikara, even if she's not the one that initiates, since over here he didn't say it as a lashon of definitive kiddushin, he said it as a question. Would you be mekudeshes to me? anything short of in mikdash nalach would not be a kabbalah's kiddushin. Meaning, when it's not just a question, when the husband's coming with a statement, hare mikdash li with this, so then she can say, okay, give it to that person, give it here, give it there, and that's fine. But if she, if the husband says, would you be mikdash to me? So then she has to answer the question. Meaning, short of her answering, yes, I will be mikdash to you, you're not going to have a ma'is kiddushin. That's why it's not going to work over here. That's how the Rashba says. Okay, says the Gemara. Have ashkiu shdi mahu. So we said that if she were to say havi ahava, just give it, or a double lashon, right? In all these cases, it was a double lashon. Ashkuye ashkiyan, give me the drink already. In all these cases, when she used a double lashon, that's what we said, that it's that she's just saying, just give it to me, and I'm not interested in the kiddushin. What if she used a single lashon, a less strong lashon? Give it to me. Let me drink. Let me have. Right. So is that considered to be a serious Kabbalah's kiddushin? Maybe. Maybe she's by if she uses a double lashon, she's showing that she's speaking strongly because she doesn't want what he's offering. She doesn't want it on his terms. But maybe if she speaks more softly with only a single lashon, so maybe then she's being mekabel what he has to say, and she's being mekabel the kiddushin. So I'm a Ravina mekudeshes. Ravina says she is mekudeshes. Rav Sama barakta Amar. Says, no, by the crown of the king, I'm telling you, she's not Mekudeshes. It's a strange expression. Rashi says that's what it means. By the crown of the king, I'm not Mekudeshes. The halacha is, she's not Mekudeshes. Meaning, we pass on like Rav Sam Barakta, that even in that case, she's not going to be Mekudeshes, even when she doesn't use a double lashon. Once we're on the topic of the hilchas of how we paskin, we're going to wrap up a few of the machloks that we had from previous, from a few of the comments we've had from previous davening as well. V'hilchsa shirai lo tzrichi shuma. Also, we paskin that shirai, that silk, does not require a shuma, which we discussed yesterday. Does when you do kiddushin with silk and the value may not be absolutely known, but you know it's worth well more than a pruta. Does it require a shuma or not? So the halach is that you don't require a shuma. So we pointed out to Tosus yesterday. The Tosus says, why don't you just say halacha kerabba? Why do you have to say hilchsa lo tzrichi shuma? After all, the very next line of Gemara is v'hilchsa kerab lazer, v'hilchsa kerabba amar Rav Nachman. So we're not shying away from identifying shitos by who said them. So why don't we say hilchsa kerabba? Why do we say v'hilchsa shirai lo tzrichi shuma? So we saw that yesterday. The Tosus says that in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Gemara wants to emphasize that it's dafka silk that doesn't require a shuma, because silk is something that, while you may not know the exact price, everyone could figure out a ballpark figure. Meaning everyone realizes what real silk is and what's not real silk, what's just some synthetic material or something. So everyone knows the difference, and therefore it's very easy to tell that it has a certain value. You'll get the basic ballpark figure, as opposed to, Tosfos says, avan and tovim, if you have expensive stones, pearls, things like that, where it's very hard to tell. You're not even going to be able to get a ballpark for the average person to know the difference between extremely expensive things and extremely expensive diamonds and not such expensive diamonds. Is very, very difficult, and therefore for that you would need a shuma, and that's why we pointed out this Tosas yesterday. That's why Tosas says we have the minhag that we're not mekadesh with a ring that has any stones on it. We just use stam, a plain metal ring, nothing with any stones on it at all. Now there is a machlokas rishonim what Rabbeinu Tam means, meaning the rishonim disagree with in shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush says that the avanim require a shuma only if the person who's using it for kiddushin says beferish that they're worth X amount of money. But if he just says stam, then they would not require shuma, because then she's being makabel whatever they're worth, meaning they're worth more than a pruta, so whatever they're worth, she's being makabel. But the Ran says no, that even if it's stam, then it would still require a shuma, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's whole point, that we're never makadish with avanim, even if you're not going to say what the, you're never going to be makadish with a ring that has a stone on it, even if you're not going to say at the time of Kiddushin what you think it's worth, because still it would require a shuma, since people could be so off about its actual value. Okay, there is a discussion in terms of the Tulsa just assumes that we use a ring for Kiddushin, which that doesn't appear in the Gemara, it doesn't seem, right? The Gemara talks about Kesef and Shava Kesef, right? We were all Mekadish, our wives, Harem, Mekadesh, Betaba'azu, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So the discussion in the Rishonim already, where do we get the idea of a ring for Kiddushin? So the Sefer HaChinuch, very interestingly, says that the ring serves the purpose that most of us, probably in secular society, people view the ring as, that the ring serves the purpose as a constant reminder to the woman that she's Mekudeshes, that she has this relationship with this person, that if it were just Kesef, so she could take the Kesef, put it away somewhere, and she wouldn't have it with her, she wouldn't always have that reminder with her wherever she goes, that she is Mekudeshes. It's an interesting Sefer HaChinuch, because the very fact that Kiddushin appears in the Sefer HaChinuch is a chiddush, because that means he holds it's a mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch lists all the mitzvahs. So there's a well-known machlokas, Rambam and the Rush, whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah or not, or it's just perhaps a hechsher mitzvah to pur revu. But the Sefer HaChinuch obviously holds like the Rambam that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. That's the famous machlokas as well in regards to the Birchas Erisin. Is the Birchas Erisin that we make, that the Masada Kiddushin makes under the chuppah, is that a Birchas HaMitzvah or is it a Birchas Shevach Voda? So if you hold Kiddushin is a mitzvah, so likely it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And that's the Shitas Rambam, that Kiddushin is that the Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Now if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the one doing the mitzvah has to make the bracha. So the Masada Kiddushin, when he makes the bracha, is really not the one doing the mitzvah. So he, l'chora, is making the bracha for the chasan who's doing the mitzvah, or perhaps for the chasan and kala who are both doing the mitzvah. So it's important that they listen and be yotze with the bracha. Whereas if you say like the Rush, that it's a bircha shevach voda, it's not critical that the Masada Kiddushin have them in mind and be motzi them. Anyone could say the bircha shevach voda if you're there at a wedding, experiencing the great shevach of a Jewish marriage. So anyone could say the bracha. That's what the Debuda is, a famous tshuva. What if the chasan is deaf? Right, so should we insist that the chasan himself makes the bracha? Because if the Masada Kiddushin makes it, the chasan can't hear and be yotze the bracha. So he's interestingly he's mitzadeh to say, but maybe the Masada Kiddushin can still make the bracha at least on behalf of the wife, and she could hear it. But what if they're both deaf? He says then it wouldn't work. So it's an interesting discussion in terms of whose mitzvah is it, his, hers, both, either, right? Exactly how to view the situation. But anyway, but that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. That's the idea of a ring that Tosfos just takes for granted over here, that you would use a ring, but don't use a ring that has any stones on it. Also, Tosfos prior to that was bothered. Actually, let's just go a little later on in the Tosfos. Tosfos says Od Yesh Mefarshim in the first wide line. Mishum Hachi Lo Kamer Hilchsa Karaba. Perhaps the reason we don't say Hilchsa Karaba and we just say that Shirai Lo Tzri Chishuma is the Lo Tema Dahenu Rabba Di Ika Da Amri De Bekol Because if we would say that the halach is like Rabba, you wouldn't know which Rabba. If you recall, yesterday we had two deos within two possibilities within how to understand the machlokas. So one might have thought if we said the halach is like Rabba that it's like the Rabba of the Ikeda Amri, that you don't need a shuma when you don't say a price. But if you say a price and it's worth that price, you would need a shuma. So that's why lefichach pasak de b'shum inyam lo ba'yishuma. That's why I want to say that no, you're never going to need a shuma, which, as I pointed out before, was a machlokas rishonim. Lefizah atam yisiyashi if had isrich lufsak karaba avgav de b'chol duch de kaiman lan kavasei. And he says, and also this answers my other question as well, which I didn't mention. The question that tells us starts with. The question it starts with is, why does the Gemara need to paskan like Rabba? In general, we always paskan like Rabba against Hilchsa Karaba Bar Misada Inyan Mechza. The Gemara in Bava Basra says we always paskan like Rabba against Rav Yosef with three exceptions. So if the Gemara tells me we always paskan like Rabba, why would I need to go out of my way over here to paskan like Rabba? So Tosfos says now it makes a lot of sense, because it's not just that we're paskan like Rabba, we're showing which deya, which ikeda amri, which lashon of Rabba we're paskaning like. Paskan like Rabba over here would not have been enough. We need to show that Shirayim never need Shuma in any case, whether you stated a price or did not state a price. Invited in the Gemara of Hilchsah Rav Elazar, we also pass on like Rav Elazar, who said in yesterday's daf that if a guy says Hiskad Shali B'mana and he gives her only a dinar, so she is Mukadeshes immediately, and it's considered a Tanai that he has to pay the rest of the money, so he's mashlim the rest, but that's just a fulfillment of the Tanai. The Maisa Kiddushin happens as soon as he gives that first dinar. Hilchsah Rav Am Rav Nachman, and also we pass on like Rav Am Rav Nachman, who also said earlier in yesterday's daf that Mana Ein Kan Mashkon Ein Kan, that if he tries to be Mukadesh with the mashkon, that since he hasn't given her money, the mashkon has no value in terms of affecting any sort of kiddushin. Okay, vayter in the Gemara. Tan Rabban Mishtar Ketzar. How is one mekadesh a woman with a shtar? If he writes on a piece of paper or on a shard of pottery, even though the paper or the pottery itself is not worth a shavapruta, he writes as follows: Bidcha mekudeshesli. He says your daughter should be mekudeshes to me. Bidcha meuresesli, bidcha lila insu. Any of those lashonos harezu mekudeshes. So she is mekudeshes. The Rashba says that the Gemara is not being lavdafka over here. That such a lashon will not be enough. You can't just write bidcha mekudeshesli. You need to be more specific about who is who. You need to say your name and her name in order for a shtar kiddushin to work. Where does he get that from? So the Rashba says, just like a get, where makish havaya liyitziya, and just like a get, it's necessary to put her name and his name by shtar kiddushin. You need her name and his name as well. Whereas the Ritva says he doesn't agree. The Ritva says, no, we're makish havaya liyitziya, but it doesn't mean every single halacha by a get is going to apply by kiddushin. By a get, it's critical to put both of their names. By kiddushin, it's good enough, and this Gemara is the raya. It's good enough to give to the father bidcha mekudesh asli. You don't have to actually say who is who. Mask for Rabbi Zeir bar Mamal, holo dami haishtara l'shtar zvini. So he says, wait a second, but this shtar is not similar at all to normal shtar of sale. Hasa mochar kosev lo sadei mechurlach. Who writes the shtar in a sale of a field? The person who's selling it writes, I am hereby selling you my field. So the one who is getting rid of the item is writing the shtar. Hach over here, who's writing the shtar? Baal kosev bidcha mekudeshesli. It's not the father who's getting rid of the daughter that's writing the shtar. It's the husband who's writing bidcha mekudeshesli. So why does that work? Why is it backwards that by shtaros of sale, the one who's getting rid of it writes it? By the shtar kiddushin, the husband who's acquiring the wife, so to speak, is the one who writes it. So Amarava, we're just following, in terms of the who writes the shtar, we're simply following the precedent set by the Chumash, in the way the Chumash describes, in the way the Tanakh describes each transaction. Hasam ksiv umachar me'achuza so, b'mocher tal rachmana. So by selling a field, the pasuk says umachar me'achuza so. So you see that the emphasis is on the mocher, and therefore we have the mocher write the shtar. But when it talks about marriage, it says ki yikach. So Bebal Tal Rachman, it talks about Kiyikach, talks about the husband acquiring the wife. So you see that the emphasis is on the husband, and that's why the husband is the one that writes the shtar. So Frek the Gemara, by sale also, by selling a field also, you have an emphasis sometimes on the purchaser. Hasam Namiksiv, Sados Bakesef Yiknu, that fields are purchased with money. So you see the emphasis on the buyer, not only on the seller. So it says Gemara, Kari Be Yaknu. No, you could read that pasuk to say Yaknu, that the field is being, you're makne the field to someone else. That it's not talking about the purchaser, it's talking about the seller over there as well. So my time akrisa be yaknu mishum tuksiv umachar. So why? What motivated us to read it as yaknu? Because we have that other pasuk of umachar me'achuz aso, which puts the stress and the emphasis on the seller. So we make all psukim fit in with the pasuk of umachar me'achuz aso to put the emphasis on the seller. Hachanami karibe ki yakach. So why don't we say the same thing by the kiddushin? Say that it's not ki yikach, that it's not talking. The emphasis is not on the husband who's acquiring the wife, rather it's ki yakach. It's on whoever's giving her up. Tichsiv is biti nasati lishazek. Because after all, we do have another pasuk which explicitly puts the emphasis on the father who's giving up the daughter as biti nasati lishazek. So what's the real difference between a sada and a woman? Where why is it by the shtar for the sada the mocha writes the shtar, and by the woman, the husband is one that writes the shtar. Elam Rava, Hilchson and who it's halachal Moshe Misinai. Vasmechinu Rabbanan akray, and the Rabbanan only making a smachta to the psukim. But really, the fact that the mocha writes the shtar by a shtar for a sada, and that the husband writes a shtar for shtar kiddushin is halachal Moshe Misinai. Right? The Gemara doesn't use the word halachal Moshe Misinai. Rashi says Hilchson and who means halachal Moshe Misinai. Tosus of yours bothered. If it's halachal Moshe Misinai, we said earlier, how do we know that there's such a thing as kiddush eshtar? Because we're makish havaya liyitziyah. So we have a hekish between gittin and kiddushin, and just like get is only with a shtar, so to kiddushin is only with a shtar. Fractosus, if it's halachal Moshe Misinai, what do I need a hekish makish havaya liyitziyah? Why do I need the another source to tell me that shtar is that kiddushin can be done with shtar? I have halachal Moshe Misinai that tells me not only that kiddushin can be done with shtar, but exactly how kiddushin can be done with the shtar, namely that the husband is the one that writes the shtar. So it says Tosos Yeshlomer, the shtar mecher luchud havi hilchasa. No, only shtar mecher is halachal Moshe Misinai. We're not suggesting that shtar kiddushin is halachal Moshe Misinai. We're saying that the shtar of sale of a field or something, that's halachal Moshe Misinai. Shtar kiddushin nafki michi yikach to bal kosvo. How do I know that the husband writes the shtar kiddushin? From the pasuk of ki yikach, v'dami l'mecher. So it's in that way, it's similar somewhat similar to a mecher. But Allah Moshe Misinai tells me that that by mecher the shtar is written by the seller and not by the purchaser. If you look in the Gemara, the lashon of the Gemara was that hilchasa ninhu. It doesn't say hilchasa hu. That it is halachal Moshe Misinai. It says hilchasa ninhu. They are halachal Moshe Misinai. Implies we're talking about two separate dinim that are in fact halachal Moshe Misinai. So it says yeah, v'yavukav the kamar hilchasa ninhu lashon rabim lavat ravayu kai. Says yeah, but still that's not enough for me. I don't believe that it's going on both of them. Inamito says in the last line, Yesh Lafarish Hilchus Medina, Kadamar Minakayakach, that the Kolomar Minakayakach, the Tos says maybe Hilchsa doesn't mean Halachal Moshe Misinai. Gemara never used the term Halachal Moshe Misinai. Maybe Hilchsa Ninhu just means it's the accepted practice. It's the accepted norm. That since it's the accepted norm when you sell a field, that the seller writes the shtar. So when you sell a field, we have the seller write a shtar. But by Kiddushin, we can just follow what it says in Pasuk, Ki Yikach Yeshisha. So by Kiddushin, we have the buyer write the shtar, we have the husband write the shtar. V'iba Yisema says in Marvaiter, Hasam Namik Siv Ve'echach HaSefer HaMachne, that there's another pasuk by selling where the emphasis is clearly on the makna, on the one who's selling, and that's why the seller writes the shtar over there. Where so since you have an extra pasuk over there to put the emphasis on the seller, that's why we're willing to say yaknu to change the reading of the pasuk. So that's because of yiknu to yaknu to show that all the pasukim emphasize the seller. Whereas by kiddushin you have one pasuk that emphasizes the husband ki yikach, and one pasuk that emphasizes the father as biti nasati lishazeh. You have no third pasuk to show that we're specifically trying to emphasize the father. Va'amar Rav Amram Rav Nachman Kasala and Yaro al Cheres. Afal Bishen Boshav Pruta Bitchum Mekadesh Li Bitchum Uresesli Bitchali Linsu. If you write on a piece of paper on a shard, even though it's not worth the Shav Pruta, any of these lashonos Bitchum Mekadesh Li Bitchum Uresesli Bitchali Linsu. Bein ali de'avira, bein ali de'atzma, whether you give it to her or to her father, right? Whether she's mekabel herself or whether her father's mekabel for her, mukadeshes midaito. She's mukadeshes as long as it's based on the father's das. Meaning, we're talking obviously if it's we're talking about midaito, we're talking about a girl who's a katana. So she's mukadeshes based on the das of her father, even if she's mekabel it herself. The Rush writes that it must be talking about a case where the father told the daughter, Tzi'i v'kabli kiddushayich, go be mekabel your kiddushin. And the Ravid says that works not midin shlichus, because there's no shlichus l'katan. I mean, really, the father's one that's supposed to be mekabel the kiddushin, she's a katana. He tells her to be mekadish it, the Gemara's to be mekabel it, the Gemara's being mekadish over here, that works. That the father can tell the daughter, go be mekabeles your kiddushin. Why does that work? So the Ravid says it can't be midin shlichus because shlichus doesn't work for a katana. So it must be like tein man al gabe sela shali, right? It's just like when the one receiving the kiddushin doesn't have to take it in their hand. They could say, go put it on the rock that belongs to me, and that's considered Kabbalah's kiddushin. So the father saying, go give it to the daughter directly, is like saying the daughter is the rock that I own. Go put it on my rock. It's that's how it works. That's how the Ravid understands it. However, the Rush himself disagrees with this Ravid and says that it is midin shlichus. I ketanim are not b'nei shlichus. He says that's only for the ketana to be mezaka for somebody else. But a ketana in shlichus to aviha, in her father's shlichus, is able to be zocha for herself through her father's shlichus. Meaning, what this the point of dispute might be, even when you're giving kiddushin to the father, who's the kiddushin really? Meaning, is the father working as the yad of the ketana because she doesn't have her own yad, or is the father working as his own yad? That might be the point of dispute over here. That if anyway, it's really the father only representing the ketana, so maybe the ketana has the ability to represent herself as long as the father gives permission. But if it's the father working midin himself, so then you would need some sort of shlichus if the ketana is going to actually be able to accept it herself. And then you would just say, nah, she's just like a rock that you're putting it on top of. Anyway, Vuhu shalo bagra, the Gemara says, that's provided that she's not a bogeres. Kasav la l'niyar al-acheres, afal b'shein b'shav prut, arayah mekdesh li, arayah li linsu, arayah muresesli, mekdesh li, b'ina l'dei aviyah, b'ina l'dei asma, midaita, vuhu shabagra. So if she already is a bogeres, then it's midaita. Then you want to know whether she has her das, because then it's totally on her own das, not on the das of her father, once she's already an adult. Says the Gemara, b'ay Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, or asks the Gemara, b'ay Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, shtar erisin shakasu shlo l'shma mahu. What if you write a shtar erusin not lishma? What do you mean not lishma? It says Rashi shenichtel v'shem isha acheres v'nimlach. You wrote a shtar erusin for some other woman, and then you decided not to use it on that other woman. Assuming it didn't have the name in the shtar erusin, like we said before, you don't need the name, just harayat mukadeshesli. It said in the shtar erusin, so you meet some other woman and you give it to this you want to give it to another woman who was not written for. So is that okay? Now the achron and discuss, why would Rashi say that's the case of Shalol Lishma? If I were to ask you what Shalol Lishma is, we would probably say Shalol Lishma just means I didn't write a Lishma, I didn't write a Lishma Kiddush, I was writing it Stam, I was writing it to show my Talmidim what a Shtar Erisin looks like. I wasn't planning on using it. But why does Rashi have to say Shalol Lishma means that I bedafka wrote it for another woman? So the Yeshuas Yaakov over here, quoted in the Biuri Adaf, the Yeshuas Yaakov says that if this is different than a get. By a get, if you write it Stam, that's considered Shalol Lishma. By Shtar Kiddushin, if you write it Stam, it's considered Lishma. And the reason is because a stam isha is lav legerishin omedes, that a stam woman we don't assume is supposed to be divorced, and therefore you need a much higher level. You need a much higher level of lishma when it comes to a shtar kiddushin than you would need when it comes to a get. And you would need when it comes to a shtar kiddushin, whereas a sam isha is the kiddushin omedes. She is meant to be mekudeshes, and therefore you would need a lesser level of lishma, and therefore stam would be. Would be enough to be considered lishma. Okay, so anyway, so what's the question? So the Gemara explains the question a little further. Havayos liyitzios makshinim, do we compare kedushin to gerushin entirely, and therefore ma yitzia bein lishma af havaya bein lishma? Just like by a get you need lishma, so too by kedushin you need lishma. Odim havayos la dadi makshinim ma havaya dekesef lo bein lishma af havaya deshtar lo bein lishma. Do we compare different types of kedushin to each other? And just like kedusha kesef does not require lishma, kedusha shtar shouldn't require lishma either. So what's the main emphasis of, what would be the main focus of comparison for shtar kiddushin? Would you compare it to the shtar of a get, or would you compare it to other forms of kiddushin? Right, shtar kiddushin, which is the emphasis, on the shtar or on the kiddushin? So basa debayo hadar pashta. So the Gemara then answers the question. Havayel yitzia makshinan, damakra v'yatza v'haisa. We compare kiddushin to gerushin. It says v'yatza v'haisa, so we compare kiddushin to gerushin as much as possible. I referred to before, the Rashba writes that by kiddushin, although we compare them to each other, we don't compare them entirely. The Rashba writes that kiddushin on Isurei Hana'a, shtar kiddushin on Isurei Hana'a does not work, whereas a shtar gerushin, a get on Isurei Hana'a, does work. And that relates to what we mentioned earlier on, Avnei Milum explains, that relates to what we mentioned earlier on, that a get, there's no requirement of a kinyan, you just need a nesina. And since there's no requirement of a kinyan, you can put it on Isurei Hana'a. And the Avnei Milum has many rayas to that idea. That's the famous Yisod of the Ketzos, the Avnei Milum, that a get does not need a kinyan, needs a nesina. But a shtar kiddushin does require a kinyan. And therefore, although we compare the two on some level, anything that relates to kinyan versus nesina, we're not going to compare them. That's why a get can be given bal karcha, because you don't need a kinyan. Kinyan can't be done Balkarcha. You only need a Maisa Nesina, whereas by Kiddushin can't be done Balkarcha because you need a Kinyan. Right? That's the difference between the two. Itmar. Kasu Lishma Vishalomi Daita. Rava Ravina Amri Mikadas. If you write it Lishma, but Shalomi Daita, so Rava and Ravina say that it's going to work. Rav Papa Rav Shravi Amri Ayin Mikadas. Rav Papa and Rav Shravi say that it does not work. Amar Rav Papa, Ema Taima Ditu, Vema Taima Didi. I'll tell you my reason and I'll tell you their reason, meaning it's always a good way of showing that you fully understand the issue when you can explain the other side just as well as you can explain your own side. Ema time it did too. I'll tell you that reason. Whatever works for get is going to work for kedushin, and just like by get, it works lishma v'shlomi daita. So to by kedushin will work lishma v'shlomi daita. Ema time it did, and I'll tell you my reason. My yitzia being das makne, just like by get, you need the das makne. Who's the das makne? The husband. Afavaya being a das makna, so to by kiddushin you need the das makna, which is the wife. Meisve ein kolson shtari erusin v'nisuin elamidas shnehem my lav shtari erusin v'nisuin mamish. Doesn't it say beferish that you can't write shtari erusin unless you have the das of both of them, including the das of the woman? So don't you see enough in a raya that you need the das of the woman? So says Mar, no, we're not talking about real shtari erusin. Lo shtari psikta. We're talking about shtari psikta. What are shtari psikta? When they determine how much each side is going to bring into the marriage, how much money each side is going to give. Uchdrav gidol amrav, damrav gidol amrav, kama atonosu vincha kach v'kach, lebitcha kach v'kach. They ask the father of the chasna, how much are you giving to your son? So much, so this amount of money. They ask the father of the kala, how much are you giving to your daughter? This amount of money. Amdu v'kidshu. So they get up and they do a kiddushin. They don't actually do a kinyan on the money that they agreed to. They only do the ma'isa kiddushin right after making that commitment to pay the money. Heinan advar meniknim v'amira. So that's it. The Amira alone affected a Kinyan, since they did the Kiddushin right afterwards to cement what the commitments that they had just made. So that's Shtari Psikta. That's what we're talking about when we say that you need Das Shnehem, not actual Shtari Erisin. Ube Bia, we said that Kiddushin works with Bia as well. Me Nalan, how do I know that Kiddushin works with Bia? Amrabi, meaning that Bia is one of the three methods of Kiddushin. Amrabi Yochum, Damakra, Bu'ulas Baal. Melamit Shinasala Baal al Yede Bi'ila. The phrase in the pasuk, Bu'ulas Baal, teaches me one of the ways to become a husband is through Bia. Amrabi Rabbi Zayd, Rabbi Val, Amrabi Rishlakis, Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, why would you quote a pasuk of Bu'ulas Baal? Are you disgusted for some reason by that which Rebbe darshaned? That it says in the pasuk Uba'ala, that it teaches me that when, how does one acquire a woman? How? Uba'ala? What's wrong with that drasha? With saying that that's how you know that Bia works as Kiddushin. So he says, no, Ime Hasam, had I known it from Rebbe's pasuk, Havamina Adam Kaddish Vahadar Ba'al, I would thought, Ki Yikachish Isha Uba'ala. You need to do two things. First, you need to do a Kiddushin, followed by a Bia. Kamash Malon therefore comes to tell me that no, that a Bia is a form of Kiddushin, that it's not necessary. Bia is not the final stage of Kiddushin, it's one of the forms of Kiddushin. Mask of Rabbi Abar Mamalim, Kainaram Ras, meaning, is there, what the Gemara is going to ask now, is there really a Havamina to say that Bia can only, that Bia is necessary after a Maisa Kiddushin, to finish off the Maisa Kiddushin, and that it's not its own Maisa Kiddushin? If that were the case, Mask of Rabbi Abar Mamalim, Kainaram Ras, Adam Rachman, Biskili, where would you ever have a case where your chayv skila for Naam Rasa? Naam Rasa has to be a besula, and she has to be mekudesha, she has to be a mu'urasa. But if every erisin demanded a bia, how could she have erisin if she didn't have bia yet, if she's still a besula? If he was mekadish her, and then he was boal her, so she's a bula, she's not a besula. And if he wasn't boal her, so according to this Havamina, she shouldn't be mu'urasa, she shouldn't have erisin. So Amura Rabban Kameda Abai Mishkach Sogon Shabala Aris Shalok Kedarka. Maybe the Aris was boal her, Shalok Kedarka. Amalei Abai Adkan Lo Pligi Rebbe Rabban and El Ba'acher. Aval Baal Devera Kolim Baal Shalok Kedarka Asa Bu'ula. The whole machlokas, whether bu'ula shaloka darka makes her bu'ula, is only if someone else is ba'al her shaloka darka. But if her own husband is ba'al her shaloka darka, she's certainly a bu'ula. Maihi, where do we see that? Titania, we have a braisa. Bo'ala, where do we see a machlokas about bu'ula shaloka darka? Bo'ala, yura nashum adayin hi besula, if 10 men sleep with her and she's still a besula, kulam beskila, they all get skila for naram rasa. Rebbe omer omerani, arisha beskila v'kulam b'chanek. Rebbe says, no, only the first one gets skila, because only the first one was ba'al someone who's still a besula. kitcha b'shtar hol of gomer motzi gomer machnes. He says no. I'll tell you how you could have a case of narum rasa. The case of narum rasa is where you were mekadeshur with a shtar. The only havamina that you would need bia to finish off a kiddushin was when you use kiddushin kesef. But by shtar, maybe shtar would work alone. Maybe that's how you would have a case of narum rasa, even according to this havamina.